Chapter 11. The Trial. Sir Magnus took Adrian and Rosie to his big house. There was a stable for Rosie. Adrian told the lawyer everything.
I'm Rosie's owner,
Adrian said.
She caused plenty of chaos, and a lot of people are furious with me. The judge will hear all their stories and I'll be guilty.
That won't happen,
replied Sir Magnus.
I'm an expert lawyer. The jury makes the decision, not the judge. We'll convince the jury.
How?
Asked Adrian.
Rosie has got a lot of admirers,
said Sir Magnus.
They must come and tell their stories to the jury.
Every morning, Adrian and Rosie went to the beach, and Sir Magnus prepared for the trial. He wrote letters to Mr. Pucklehammer, Mr. Filigree, and Blacknell. Adrian and Rosie met a lot of little children at the beach. Rosie liked children and played with them gently. Soon all the people in the town knew and loved the elephant. 1 week later, the trial began. All of Adrian's friends arrived. Samantha came with her father. Adrian's heart jumped.
I came to see Rosie, she said. I love her.
Her words hurt Adrian's heart.
Why not me?
The prosecutor, Sir Augustus Talisman, spoke first.
Gentlemen of the jury, I'm here to prove that Adrian Rookwhistle is not a responsible man,
he said.
He owns a wild and dangerous animal. This creature caused chaos and destruction to a lot of people's homes. We must give the elephant to a zoo and put Mr. Rookwhistle in prison. But first, he must pay for all the damage.